and we're joined by Gareth Barker from the Wise Men Say Pod. I want to talk to you a little bit about the documentary, if you don't mind, Gareth. You're probably sick of talking about it or being asked about it, but we haven't kind of covered it on here. For those who don't know, it's Sunderland Till I Die, the Netflix documentary that's been... It's been a big hit, and people have enjoyed it. A lot of people have talked about it, and some people have come out of it better than others, I think it is fair to say. But as you know, as it's your club, kind of what have been your perceptions of the fact that it is out there, first of all, and what it's shown?
I mean, it's a bit of a strange one. I mean, I know the lads obviously involved, you know, the massive Sunderland fans who produce it, and they've always wanted to produce the show. Ever since the start of the production company, they were, you know, harassing the club, saying we'll make it end of season video free, all that kind of stuff. So obviously they've done pretty well for themselves, and I think the opportunity came up, you approached them and they said yes. I mean, we were contacted right at the start of the season and begin, saying, you know, this thing's happening, like, would you be interested in, you know, doing a little bit in it, if they could use any of the stuff that you do. And we were like, yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
But it's just a bit surreal, isn't it? With Netflix, it's like massive, isn't it? It's weird, because I mean, you'd expect that obviously the Channel 5 documentary that was made about Liverpool a few years ago, you'd expect Liverpool or Man City, as they are now, or Man United or someone like that, to have a documentary made about them. But maybe, you know, clubs in crisis or clubs that don't do as well as yourselves are probably a little bit more of an interesting subject for a football documentary, because it's a bit bland, isn't it, when everything's going well, to be brutally honest.